This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
The trains this morning, cancellations on Craigieburn, Lilydale, all of the minor delays on Pakenham and Cranbourne. If you see something on the roads, planes, buses or trains, let us know, 0427-JOY-9. Has anyone got any answers for Anna Murphy's elbow? What did you actually, do you want to tell the story? You've been dying to tell it. Please
tell. We need to know. What happened to your elbow?
What happened to your elbow? Come on.
No, like I was cleaning my house and I smashed it on the door.
Wow.
But I was like really in pain. Like I doubled over on the floor and then I was on the bed and I couldn't talk for a while and there were tears and it was very dramatic. It's very sore.
I feel
like I'm fractured.
Is there a bruise?
Not yet. There's nothing even to show for it.
I just feel like you're looking for something from us that we're not giving you.
I'm looking for something every day from you that I don't get.
What's that?
Why is today any different?
What's that? What are you looking for? Tell
something.
Me.
Something.
Why don't you just tell
support.
Me?
Support.
Maybe.
Oh, do them.
You okay?
Yeah, all right, okay. Yeah.
Here's Ed Sheeran and I Don't Care on Joy.
No one does.
Coming up, we had a really lovely message come through from Nick from Collingwood.
We did. Said, hey, Murphys, wow, what an incredible story. Please tell James he is such an inspiration to us all. Thanks for sharing such an uplifting experience, especially during these difficult times. Please do more stories like this, Nick. We will indeed. But right now we're going to do a story like this. Italian.
Hang on, you've thrown me, are we?
Italian police find 4.5 ounces of cocaine hidden inside hollow coffee beans.
That sounds like a massive effort.
A lot of effort.
A lot of effort for not a lot.
4.5. Like, who's sitting there with little tiny
tearing them apart, loading them up?
In coffee beans.
I mean, it's
like
inventive.
A very laborious task. Like, I know if you're in that world, you probably don't get much choice, but can you imagine?
And you've probably got a little bit more time up your sleeve. You haven't got a full-time job.
No, but you rock up for work and you go, oh,
I've got to pack those beans again with cocaine.
Don't even like coffee.
Here's someone
So I'm so sorry that I brought the tone there, but I'm really fascinated by how would you get it in there? Do you have little straws? Or you don't want straws in the room, do you? That's not going to be.
No, you don't want straws.
Tiny little spoons. You don't want tiny little spoons either.
No.
How does this happen?
I don't know, but it's someone that loved a coffee big time. This is Whitney Houston. Enjoy.
Dale Winter, who's the Got Money stockbroker, he's talking about Cashless Australia.
Oh, now, this is what I wanted to tell you about, ask you about too. Cashless Australia, we were talking about this the other night. I've got about $100 in my wallet that's been there for 6 months and I haven't touched. Is it just become a thing of the past? What's going on? I can't remember the last time I used cash.
I know, and we're seeing more and more of that. And look, it's a part of the epidemic. And we're not sure. We discussed how we're going to pull up after that and if we're in actual fact going to pull up after that. I do feel like we love cash, though. I love cash.
I love cash.
You love cash, Steve.
Ooh, I love cash.
I'm not prepared to let it go just yet. But it was really good to dive into that as a conversation today.
The thing with it is, Elizabeth, grandmas around the world are just going to go, well, what do I put in cards now?
Oh, my God, I didn't think about the grandmas.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that I mind about the cash thing because it's like, aren't we all scared of the germs? Isn't that why
Anna Murphy's days of becoming a stripper are gone, so she doesn't need cash thrown at her.
Oh, they're long gone.
Not with that sore elbow, couldn't swing on a pole. Okay.
Sorry, Elizabeth, sorry.
Darling, don't give up your
day. No, listen, they could PayPal me. They could PayPal me.
PayPal,
I could take a square thing with me.
Tap as you walk past.
Tap and go.
Can we get this interview back on track, please? Elizabeth, I'm so sorry. Excuse my co-host.
No. Listen, there's a bar and a bench out there for you, Anna.
I'm stoked.
Don't give it up, sweetie.
It's time for Mental Giants. It's where I ask you two crazy critters 10 questions. the end of it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
One of you will win and one of you won't. That's how it goes. Now, I've made them slightly easier this morning because Missy over there with her... How's your elbow, by the way? It's okay. She...
Don't throw me pretending to be kind when you're just so rude all the time.
I'm not. Okay, you ready for this?
No.
All right, these are the first three questions.
Okay.
In which city were Anne Frank and her family in hiding? Was it Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels or Frankfurt?
Amsterdam.
Ooh. Okay. There are four best friends in the TV show Pretty Little Liars. Hannah, Emily, Aria and who is it? Is it Mona, Charlie, Alison or Spencer?
Charlie.
Can you go again? Sorry. Can you go again? Read me the thing.
Is it Mona,
what
Charlie?
What show was it?
It's called Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, I thought it was Big Little Lies, and no, I was like, Pretty Little Lies. Of those characters
it's about
are
four
in
people with bad elbows. Do you want me to give you the name? Mona, Charlie, Alison or Spencer?
Mona.
And what did you say, Tim?
I said Charlie.
Okay. Hang on a second. I ran out of music because that question took so long.
Oh, no, because I got in the wrong show.
Yeah, get out of that. In which decade does Netflix series Stranger Things take place? Is it the 70s, 80s, 90s or early 2000s?
80s.
Look at you two, proud as punch.
Oh, my elbow's sore. We must be in sync.
21.7.
I feel like this is not going well.
More Mental Giants questions after this. And we were talking just off air before about you had a video playing.
There was a thing from, it's actually the French version of America's Got Talent or right. Australia's
so
Got Talent.
France has got talent.
Well, but
wouldn't that be France's well
done? No, just see in front of me, it's like in French and it's an incredible something or other. So anyway.
So France has got talent.
I could have said that, yes. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
No worries, buddy. Anyway, it was an act on it.
Yes, and they fabulous acrobats or dancers, male dancers, and they were all over each other.
Yeah, they were. And I said I'd like to come back as one of them.
Yes.
Because they're very, graceful and fit, strong. Yes.
And I said, I think you're going to come back as a slug.
Which I thought was a remarkable...
childish.
Childish. And,
you're welcome.
You very below the belt.
Very fit, athletic people to slug. How did you get to there?
It's more about your attitude, I think.
What would you want to come back as, Annabeth?
Actually, what's something that's really annoying? Like an animal that's really... No animals are annoying. Yes, yeah, slug. What would you come back at
if reincarnation was a thing? What would you
now,
come back as? Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to go with a wombat.
A wombat?
The bulldozer of the animal kingdom.
And you didn't live this life like one? I mean... Or is it just because you want to...
I am very much...
What do they say about wombats? Eats roots and leaves. That's all you want to do? Is that right?
It's either the wombat or, as I've said before on this show, I am very akin with the otter because I just lie on my back on my couch and with my phone in my hand and order food.
Oh, my God. Tim, what would you come back as if you were...
Probably a peacock.
A peacock? Yeah, you are
a peacock. Just a smiling
you
peacock.
Would. Yeah, there's a shimmy. Yeah. And a high leg kick.
Yeah.
You would be.
And when you pass away as a peacock, your feathers would end up on Millie Minogue's headpiece. No, is that right?
Most likely, yes.
The nice little story for you, Anna.
Oh, we like good news stories.
Oh, well, this guy, his name's Thomas Cook and he lives in Wisconsin. And he just won $22 million in Powerball jackpot.
Wow.
But when he won it, he realised, hang on, hold that horse and cart. I made a deal with a mate of mine.
Do they still have horses, carts in Wisconsin?
I have no idea.
I needed to clarify.
I know. He made a deal with his mate Joseph Finney.
Yes.
In 1992, and they basically said if either of us ever won Tats Lotto or Powerball or whatever, we would split it.
Ah!
And he has basically come good with that.
No.
And he rang up his mate, Joseph, and told him, and Joseph said, "Are you jerking my bobber?"
Is he jerking his bobber?
You jerking my bobber.
They really do have horse and carts, don't they?
Don't they? Yeah. So isn't that a good news story?
Is this a story from the Amish community somewhere? I don't know. You're jerking my bobber.
Jerking my bobber.
Not sure what a bobber is. Well, I can imagine.
Who cares? He can,
would you do that?
He can jerk his bobber all he wants.
Yeah.
I'd be
jerking my bobber all over town.
With $11 million.
Would you do that, though, if you had said that to someone and then down the track? I'm going to hazard a guess with you that you would just sort of maybe forget that that had been said.
I'd be true to my word.
You're actually quite good that way.
Well, hang on a second. Okay. All right. Would I, wouldn't I? Would I not tell them exactly how much I won and split whatever I told them I'd won?
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So they're still coming out, like they never have to work again, but they'll never know how much I actually got.
This is the thing with you. You always do like, I've put in for an $80 million thing and if I win it, I'll give you some, but there's conditions attached.
Yeah, I've always thought that I want people to excel. I don't want them to get lazy on the money, so you have to achieve some certain goals before you get that transferred into your bank account.
Oh, nothing's for nothing around here, is it?
It's not. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the teddy bears on the roller coaster?
Oh, yes.
Remember that great footage we shared on our Facebook page, which was just so funny? Well, apparently it's all turned pear shaped.
What?
Liz Hayes.
Pear shaped or bear shaped?
Bear shaped.
Boom, dish.
Oh, they're on fire this morning. Liz Hayes has interviewed the teddy bears. This is what happened.
I'm Liz Hayes, and tonight, well, it started off as some harmless fun, a chance to bring attention and potentially large groups of people to the Wallaby theme park in Holland. But did this campaign exploit the teddy bears who were used in this promotion? We talk with one of the teddy bears, Snowball, about exactly what went on. Snowball, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Well, thanks, Miss Hayes.
So, Snowball, how have you personally been affected by the theme park's promotion?
Oh, it's not just me, Miss Hayes. It's all of us. We had no choice in the matter. They forced us onto that roller coaster. Were we exploited? Yes, big time. They told us to just sit there motionless on the roller coaster for some still shots. And before you could say Paddington, we were off like a rocket. And they lied to us.
And so exactly what happened?
Oh, it was quite tragic. So Wally, Pookie and Honey Bear, they were in the middle row and Pookie wasn't locked in properly. So Wally and Honey desperately tried to hold Pookie down. But unfortunately, poor Pooks, his arms flung up in the air halfway through the barrel and there was stuffing everywhere.
Oh, and then what?
Well, it gets better. Jasper, Ralph and Dusty, they were all in the front row and they all have nervous teddy tummies. And as we went through the loop-de-loop, all three projectile vomited all over Oscar, Gus and Clancy. And they haven't been scotch-guarded. They are going to be scarred for life.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, and to make matters worse, the theme park has made millions off our bare backs. And what do you think we get? Absolute sweet FA. Oh. Well, just one extra picnic a year. It's outrageous.
What will you do?
Well, as of today, we teddy bears are on strike and we won't come back to work until we get a 12% pay rise, including double time and a half on Sundays and three extra blow waves a month.
Or what?
Well, no child, mark my words, will get hugs. We'll no longer listen to their stupid problems and we refuse to wash, which will cause our fluffiness just to disappear. Try explaining that to the little ones.
Snowball, thank you for your time on 60 Minutes. I'm an award-winning journalist, for God's sake.
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning. Friday morning, heading for a top of 16 degrees today. It is Friday. You can feel the energy because we've got a story like this one.
Yes, we do indeed. In Canada, British Columbia, in fact, they've their Centre for Disease Control has put a guide out on how to have sex during the pandemic. Oh, which is great because we're all wondering, aren't we? We're not allowed to kiss and we're not allowed to be too close. Well, they've suggested basically the use of barriers like walls, i.e. glory holes.
Get out.
You heard
glory
it.
Glory holes.
Glory holes are coming back into fashion. Yes, they are.
Wow. I didn't think they'd gone out of fashion, but anyway.
Well, you need to move to Canada.
Wow.
Yep. I can't imagine Dan Andrews standing up at the daily briefing going, and we suggest you use glory holes if you need to have some fun during this trying time.
But wouldn't it be good if every time you use the glory hole, this song came on?
Is this the sexiest thing that you could have, though?
Hang on, let's have a listen.
Don't slow down.
No, don't slow down.
Yeah, before you blow it. Oh, I'm heading for a breakdown after this break.
Oh God. Okay. Too much fun. You're
and
enjoying
it. Doesn't help now. It's been used on the Demizen ad.
Joining me now in the Joy studio are recently married nudists from the UK, Nigel and Rachel Seymour. Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thanks.
So how are you guys going since lockdown kicked in and since you've been stuck in Melbourne?
Oh, well, we love your Fabbo town, Dean.
Oh, it's got lots of character.
But the restrictions must be causing you some issues, though.
Well, to be honest, the masks have made our nudist lives slightly awkward, hasn't it, Cream Puff?
Oh, Daddy, yes. I mean, it's the most amount of clothing we've had on in years.
But we decided to get groovy with the masks and design ones that really work with who we are.
Yes, so I made a sexy little voo-voo design for Nigel.
And I designed one that looks like my tallywacker for Rachel. From a distance, it just looks like a massive wobbly nose. Especially when she's wearing glasses.
So how have you guys kept entertained during this lockdown period?
Oh, well, we did try some streaming parties on Facebook with our other nudie friends, but for some reason, Facebook has now blocked all of our accounts.
Yes, it's so not fair. We was doing nothing naughty. In fact, all we were doing was some basic get your kit off nude cooking classes with the gang, and I was making my ravenous crab and coconut risotto.
Oh, darling, it was delicious and well overdue, as neither of us has had crabs since the 90s.
Well, Rachel and Nigel, thank you for your time this morning on Joy.
Well, thank you, you handsome man. And my word, this studio's hot. Why don't you take your clothes off?
Yes, go on, Studley, and show us your land down under.
The
Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.